This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we start a new series on godly discipline. And I think it's a very relevant subject, but certainly discipline is something that's absolutely vital if you want to fulfill your purpose, fulfill your calling, run your race, do God's will. And I'm going to start by reading 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. And it says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do to obtain a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I've preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." And this is a very sobering passage to consider, bearing in mind that Paul the Apostle, you know, God uses him to write half the New Testament. God reveals himself in powerful ways to Paul, gives him revelation so profound the other disciples even struggled to grasp at times what he was saying. You know, I believe he was taken to heaven. Personally, I believe he was also the writer of Hebrews. I know that's debated, but even without that, you know, God used him to write approximately half the New Testament, and that in itself is such a tremendous, you know, accomplishment. I mean, what can we say when we look at Paul the Apostle, you know, at where he came from and how God used him and how God brought him through the fire, and really just such a faithful servant of God, such an inspiration, and therefore he could say, you know, in all humility, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." I think there's very few of us could actually say that. I certainly wouldn't be confident in saying that as much as I'd like to. But Paul was walking the walk to such a degree that he could say, "Imitate me just as I'm imitating Christ." And again, I guess this is what we all aspire to. This is what we all aim for, is Christ-likeness. And yet, if we were to be honest, I think many of us would say we still have quite a way to go. But I believe discipline is a key part of that process, whether we like it or not. Now, discipline is not a word that, you know, will get people shouting and excited and woo, you know. But it's very, very important if you want to become the man or woman God's called you to be. Now, I'm going to read that passage again in the Amplified. "Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run their very best to win, but only one receives the prize? Run your race in such a way that you may seize the prize and make it yours." Now, every athlete who goes into training and competes in the games is disciplined and exercises self-control in all things. They do it to obtain a crown that withers, but we do it to receive an imperishable crown that cannot wither. Therefore, I do not run without a definite goal. I do not flail around like one beating the air, just shadow boxing. But like a boxer, I strictly discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I've preached the gospel to others, I myself will not somehow be disqualified as unfit for service. So it's interesting that you will need discipline if you don't want to be disqualified. And we know this works on so many different levels, even on the basic level of a sport. If you don't have the discipline to prepare, to train, you're not going to go very far. But if you don't have the discipline to even obey the rules, you're not going to succeed. And you can't apply the rules of Gaelic football to soccer, or the rules of rugby to running, or, you know, vice versa. I mean, it's, you know, you have to understand that we need the discipline to run in accordance with the rules. And so it's interesting that this passage talks about runners and boxers. And do you not know that all the runners run their very best to win, but only one receives the prize? Run your race in such a way that you may seize the prize and make it yours. Now, every athlete who goes into training, competes in the games, is disciplined. And so what these people are doing in the natural, we need to do in the spiritual. Every athlete who goes into training, competes in the games, is disciplined and exercises self-control in all things. And so in some ways you could say discipline and self-control are almost synonymous. But it says they do it to win a crown that withers, but we do it to receive an imperishable crown that cannot wither. Therefore, I do not run without a definite goal. I do not flail around like one beating the air, just shadow boxing, but like a boxer, I strictly discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I've preached the gospel to others, I myself will not somehow be disqualified as unfit for service. Now, the thing you need to understand here is Paul the Apostle is not trying to be legalistic. I mean, you read many of his books and, you know, he's saying the exact opposite. I mean, I'm doing a Bible study with some of the men in my church, early morning Bible study. What an amazing blessing Zoom is, you know, that we can get together as the church in all of our various places and locations to study the Word of God. But, I mean, Paul was so strong against legalism, against, you know, going back into, you know, ritual, routine, you know, having begun the Spirit, you're now being made perfect by the flesh. And it's for freedom of Christ to set us free, being not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And so Paul was very strong in grace. He was very strong on you know, walking in grace. And yet here he talks about discipline. And so it's important that we don't misunderstand discipline for legalism or dismiss discipline, you know, out of a mistaken understanding of grace. A runner or a boxer have one thing in common. They participate in very different sports, very different rules, but they both need discipline. You're not going to get very far as a runner or a boxer if you're not disciplined. And so I'm going to read some Bible verses towards that end that are going to maybe just give us a deeper understanding. Therefore also, Hebrews 12:1, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. And so here, you know, addresses the importance of keeping our eyes on Jesus Christ. But also it talks about laying aside the weights and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and running with endurance the race set before us. And you can't do that without discipline. And so again, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19, it says, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor, some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. And so, again, God wants us to, you know, manifest his holiness. God wants us to be transformed. God wants us to walk in discipline. And I think without discipline, invariably, it's just a matter of time before you will fall back into your old ways, before you will fall into disgrace in some way. Discipline is so important, and this isn't consistent with believing in the anointing. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the anointing, but I also believe in the importance of walking in discipline, because without discipline, we're walking in the flesh, and if you're walking in the flesh, like I said, you're on borrowed time. It's really just a matter of time before it all falls apart. And so let's determine in this year to come that we're going to walk in the Spirit, that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You know, that we're going to develop discipline. Hebrews 11:15, out of weakness they were made strong. So wherever you're weak today, by God's grace and by implementing godly discipline, you can become strong. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.